I'm still in Southeast, as well as Jamaica, as well as New York. That's my life. That's what I do. I'm a worldian.
That's a good way of describing it. That's why you've got that healthy look as well. Got that healthy look.
Thank you.
So it's good to speak to you and have you here in Manchester. And when we play your music here on our show, I often say there's an interesting fact about you is that you are the most successful British reggae artist, aren't you, of all time?
Well, that's what they say. I'm hoping that there'll be more. This is not just my world. This is our world. And it's up to us to kind of evolve and take it to that next level. That's not just me, but everybody else as well.
And so are you still enjoying being a musician? Well, you've got your music out, but I know it's harder. It's a different world than when you started on your sound system.
It sure is. It is a real different world. You know, we was discussing that in the car coming up, how different things are and how things have changed. But, you know, I can't look at it that way. You know, I love what I do. I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing. There's so many people in this world that are doing things that they don't particularly like, but they have to do it to make ends meet. So I would not be sitting here complaining about how it's changed. It's just up to me to find a way to cut through how things have changed and either work with the situation or work beyond it. You know what I'm saying? And that's always been my drive anyway from day one, is that, you know, being born and growing up in England anyway, things were never really just placed or cut out for us. You kind of have to kind of cut your own way through this. Do you know what I'm saying?
You have to make a way, don't
you? Yeah. You know, I've never been one of those people that kind of sit down and complain about it's this way or it's that way. It's always been, how can I find a way out of this or through this?
So when you started, because for some people they know you for your hits, but not everybody realizes that you're a sound system boy. And what I have to ask you about when you were, you know, embarking on being part of the sound system is what that was like in the household, because your parents' generation weren't happy with the Rastas or the Dreads. And then also, even though they were familiar with the music, the fact that the young Brit kids were taking on this sound system thing, I'm sure may have been a bit of a surprise. When it emerged in your family that that's what you were doing, I want to know, what was the reaction?
I mean, it's strange, really, because, you know, as you're saying, my parents was not keen on my Dreads and stuff like that. Although my mother was a missionary in Pentecostal church, we would reason on a spiritual level, a biblical kind of reasoning. I guess they were just trying to protect us in this world, in this society of predominantly white and being a minority as black, to somewhat make us be able to have doors open for us without being prejudiced, you know, with being black and then your hair and your appearance and all that kind of stuff. Not really understanding it from our point of view, that we were just searching for an identity. You know, growing up in this country, you know, you just kind of felt, well, where do I really come from? You know, Jamaica tell us that we're
English.
Not Jamaican, we're English. And then English people telling us that we should go back to our own country. You know, and as a kid going to school back in them days, it was just weird. It was strange. You kind of felt to yourself, I can remember sitting back going, wow, maybe I was born in the sea or on a plane or on a boat or something like that. And that's really where I came from.
It's interesting, isn't it? The things that went through your head as a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, how did I come to be in this part of the world and not somewhere else?
Do you know what I'm saying? Because of what people were discriminating against us with. But I don't know. You know, I've always been a bit of a fighter. Sound system was our home. That was what gave us a sense and a purpose, that we belonged somewhere. We were somebody. The sound of the reggae music, the voice of the reggae music, gave us a sense of belonging. We were somebody. we come from somewhere. And that gave us a lot of strength to somewhat persevere through the things that we were going through, you know, instead of some, you know, skinheads them coming and running us off for this patch here or whatever. We felt like we were somebody, we were solid.
Trust in you. Should I put my faith in you? Should I let you stick around? Should I let you float around? My desire was for us to live clean and strong. Then we could go on in life, live and go on. But woman, you went away and left me here to stay. Trust in you. Should I put my faith in you? Should I let you stick around? Should I let you float around again?
Also connected with people because, you know, people in Manchester knew you from your sound days, didn't yep. they? So you knew that you connected with cities, with people.
Yeah, you know, even for our parents, you know, it was the blues dance and stuff like that that kept us together. I don't think that togetherness is here today as it was then. Do you know what I'm saying? When my parents came here, we were living in a house with 9 brothers and sisters in a 3-bedroom house with 2 other families.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You had to live together.
And you know, that camaraderie and that unity helped to parent kids. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's not only the parents. It takes a village to grow.
Your neighbors, your kids. People on the street, your
you know, we never had mobile phones and all those kind of stuff those days, but it was strange that my parents them could know where we were or what we were doing around the corner, you know what I'm saying? But that's because the community kind of grew the kids them, you know, or grew us up, you know, and somewhat instilled some foundational principles.
And then, you know, you find your voice, you end up with a major record deal with Virgin,
mm-hmm.
and success does come to you, and in a way where you're a true reggae artist, but you're also a pop artist.
Mm-hmm. I'm an artist. I like the word artist. Yes. I've never, ever wanted to be pigeonholed in anything, whether it be reggae or gospel or pop or R&B, anything. You know, I just wanted to be an artist. My appreciation for the art of singing from a very, very young age, going to church. As I said, my mother was a missionary in Pentecostal church. And 9 of us, we all grew up in church and sung in church. And people would always encourage me to sing in church, from home to church to school. You know, we'd be hanging out around the boys' toilets and all that kind of stuff as kids in school. And then we'd group up together and they would always want me to sing. My sisters then would always want me to sing. So I would sing some Jackson 5, some Beatles and some